I think the gospel message is so clear. It's one of those days that you say, well, whatever I could say, I don't know if it would make much sense, in the sense that the word of God is very clear. Forgiveness. Yet, even the parable that Jesus presents is not that easy to understand. Or perhaps it will make us feel more comfortable, consider it more difficult and challenging than what it perhaps would be. Because we might ask, what does it mean to forgive? There's so much going on here in the parable. When we see the king who is in the position of authority over his servant. And in that position, he did not use that authority to condemn, but had pity and forgave. And we see that same servant who was so humbled in front of the king, then he was in the position of power with his fellow servant and did not use pity. Instead, he condemned and did not forgive his fellow servant. Who among us has never felt some difficult moment in forgiving? Or perhaps did not even understand what is it to forgive? What is it? I mean, small things, okay, I'll forgive you and that's it. There are moments in life that we face major situations, real harm and threats, even against our own lives. And we say, how can I forgive that? How can we achieve that? Because we know one thing, forgiveness will bring us peace of mind, peace of heart. When we have carried that within our hearts, a heavy heart, when we cannot forgive, it means that will be always with us. And we will continue to carry that situation, that harm with us, until we are able to free ourselves from that. To forgive someone does not mean that that person will immediately become my best friend. Not necessarily. To forgive means a process of healing will start at that moment. More than be the conclusion and the whole end of the affair, it is the beginning of the healing that might take a long time, that some situations will take a whole life. But at least we begin the process. I think there are two very important things that are involved in forgiving. One is trusting in God and knowing that even when we forgive someone, we can do that because of God's grace. It's not because we are the best, because we are good, no, because the grace of God is within us, so that will empower us to forgive. And from our part, I believe, it's necessary that we take a decision and we convince ourselves, saying, I want to forgive. Sometimes it's hard to do that step, and we say, we leave everything to God. And we say, whenever God wants, I will forgive. Well, we see when God wants. He wants it all the time. Because that's how he's going to forgive us. But perhaps he's waiting from our part and say, Lord, I want to forgive. Help me in that. To ignore Jesus' teachings on forgiveness, as we can see, has serious implications. The parable saying, in this life and in the next. Do we really believe that our eternal destiny and salvation are harmed or hindered by our inability to forgive while we are here still on earth? We pray that all the time. Every moment we say the Lord's Prayer, the Our Father. Forgive our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Jesus taught it in a simple prayer, yet so powerful, that we repeat. But as again, with things that we repeat and keep on repeating a lot, sometimes we just say the words, but the meaning has not, you know, come to our senses. We need to listen closely, especially when we struggle in the situations of forgiveness, especially when we are in that dilemma in saying, well, mercy or justice? God is merciful, but God also is just. But we are not the ones to judge. Again, when that difficult moment comes, it is from us to say, Lord, help us. I want to forgive. Then the healing will begin. Again, I say forgiveness is not the conclusion, it's the beginning of a healing process. In today's first reading, which comes from before Jesus was born, it says beautiful words, let's say, and wise words. Wrath and anger are hateful things, and we all agree with that. Yet the sinner hugs them tight. The sinner hugs anger and wrath tightly. We don't want that. That's the difference. We want to be peacemakers. It's not the question to say, well, I would just let, you know, one's taking advantage of another. That's not the point here, because that's not right. And should not be tolerated in any case. Sirach, the first reading, continues saying, the vengeful will suffer the Lord's vengeance, for he remembers their sins in detail. Forgive your neighbor's injustice. Then when you pray, your own sins will be forgiven. If we don't decide to make a decision towards forgiveness, revenge and vengeful thoughts will come into our minds. And those are the thoughts that will distance ourselves from God and from God's way. I think this was startling even to the disciples, because when Peter, most probably when he asked Jesus, how often must I forgive As many as 7? I think he was exaggerating in his mind. Should I get up to 7? There was a common knowledge at that time that a sin, the same sin from one person committed against another person, could be forgiven. The readings from the commentaries of the rabbis would be up to 4 times. That would be the most. And then forgiven was not necessary any longer. So Peter goes 7 times. I think he wanted to be praised by Jesus. Yes, well done, Peter. Yet he hears, no, Peter, 77 times. Which is, we should seek forgiveness all the time. We live in a world that is so divided. In many, many families divided. Friendship broken. Nations against nations. Threats, violence. And here we are talking about forgiveness. We might question ourselves, what is the meaning of this? The meaning is we are taking God away from our world. We are letting the feeling of revenge or vengeful thoughts speak louder than the words and the words of common sense, the feelings of common sense. So let us allow our faith to guide us. And then we really feel God's empowering forgiveness towards us that will nourish each one of us so that we may also forgive. And whenever we struggle to find that forgiveness, we can ask for God's grace, but always look toward that, because that's what will liberate us, will make us free, will make us happy, and will bring us closer and closer to God.